heading for the station with a pack on my back. I'm tired of transportation in the back of a hack. I love to hear the rhythm of the clickety-clack and hear the lonesome whistle, see the smoke from the stack, and pal around with Democratic fellas named Mac. So take me right back to the track, Jack. Choo-choo, choo-choo, jaboogie. Woo-woo, woo-woo, jaboogie. Choo-choo, choo-choo, jaboogie. Take me right back to the track, Jack.
Well, you may have heard of a blowhard, but have you heard of blow left and blow right? Kiwis are being asked to blow left and blow right to avoid collisions on train tracks, which are on the rise. In the last decade, 155 people have died in collisions with trains in New Zealand, and 91 more people have been seriously injured. The year to June 30th saw 8 people lose their lives in collisions with trains. And in the last year, there have been 28 collisions at public level crossings, more than twice the 13 collisions in 2021. So why has it got worse, and are we being too cavalier? And do we know what we're supposed to do at rail crossings? Megan Drayton is manager for TrackSafe. Kia ora, Megan.
Kia ora, Karen. How are you?
I'm all right, but I'm very confused about blowing left and blowing right. I don't think I've ever heard this before.
Oh, well, you know, superstitions, we often don't know where they've come from. But yeah, it's the superstition that we're getting behind this year for Rail Safety Week.
I think you made it up. I know, knock on wood, throwing salt over your shoulder, all that sort of thing, but this one, no, never heard it.
Well, funnily enough, I'd never heard of lifting up your feet as you go over train tracks as well, but I've seen that all over, you know, Instagram this week, and yeah, who knew?
But that's not a superstition.
What, lifting your legs over a train track?
No. Well, leave that there. I still think you made it up. But right, let's get serious, because it is a very serious subject. And I was really amazed at those statistics, because most of these crossings, if you're in a car, they have an arm that comes down, don't they?
Well, I mean, of those collisions, I think something like 62 or 63% of them were at crossings that had flashing lights and bells. So not necessarily barrier arms, but definitely some kind of sort of active alert system to let you know that there's trains coming.
But what are we doing wrong then? What's happening?
Look, it's hard to know. I think there's an element of complacency sometimes. You know, people are just a little bit distracted or sort of just forget. Maybe they don't see the flashing lights and bells, but there are certainly cases where people see them going and think they've got enough time to get across and race the train. And actually, and you know, that's what, how it ends in a collision, because we can't judge the speed of approaching trains, and you know, it's not going to end well.
Absolutely not. And are these statistics for people in cars, or are there also people who are walking, pedestrians?
Yeah, I mean, there's not a lot of accidental pedestrian deaths, to be honest. Most of those collisions in the last financial year, I can't remember the exact number, but about sort of 23 out of the 28 was vehicles. So yeah, so it's kind of, there's a lot, certainly a lot more motorist collisions than pedestrian collisions.
And it's, as well as the motorist, let's not forget the person who's driving the train, and the engineers and anyone who attends the scene of a rail collision. It's hell for them, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. And I'm not sure whether people really kind of remember that it isn't just a big hunk of metal, you know, rolling down the track, but there are actually, you know, people, sometimes one person, sometimes two. But, you know, and they really do have a huge impact on our, you know, our male and female locomotive engineers.
I remember I nearly got hit by a train very, very close when I was about 9. And I was riding my bike, and I just wasn't paying any attention at all, and just crossed the track, and it was so close. It was just a, you know, split second away, and I stopped, and you know, the train put its brakes on, and squealed to a halt, but like quite some way down the track by the time he stopped. But I stood there and waited, just watching, petrified, and he got down out of the train and he marched all the way back to me, and then he just gave me a piece of his mind, said, you know, I've already killed somebody this year. And it was just horrifying, the whole thing.
Yeah, I know, it can be Yeah, I mean, sometimes locomotive engineers, you know, it does make them quite angry because, you know, it's that frustration that, you know, there's nothing they can do to stop, you know, these incidents from happening. They're completely sort of powerless. They can, you know, put on that emergency brake, but as you say, it takes a long time for the train to stop. So it is very frustrating. I've also heard some stories where similar things have happened and, you know, the rail staff will go and give them a hug, you know, just sort of people react in different ways.
Oh, I'm sure.
You know, and it was a situation like that.
That's right. It was a very, very long time ago. As I said, yeah. I was 9 and I never forgot it, obviously, and it taught me a big lesson. I think he did the right thing personally.
Yeah.
And I'm surprised that I sort of stood there with my bike, you know, like a rabbit in headlights, expecting that but that was as a kid. And these are people who have learned how to drive a car, they know the road rules. What on earth are they doing? Are they just thinking that they can get away with it?
There are definitely some people who think that, and I don't know, they're just, you know, taking risks and perhaps not realising quite how bad the consequences could be, or they think that it won't happen, you know. I think that's quite common. People think, oh, it won't happen to me, you know, that'll happen to somebody else. It's hard to know how to change that behaviour in people who are, you know, prone to taking risks.
Certainly don't want to minimise, the deaths of those 155 people in the last decade who have died in collisions with trains in New Zealand. But as an investigation, it must be quite difficult to work out what happened. If everything was going, you know, if the lights were going and the noise was going.
Incidents are investigated to different degrees. Some accidents are investigated by the Transport Accident Investigation Commission, and the police will always investigate. So some incidents we can get a bit of a feel for what might have happened. But yeah, as you say, you know, sometimes, unfortunately, if somebody has passed away, you know, we might not even really know what was going on in that person's mind. Yeah.
Are you satisfied that there are enough safety signs and barriers in place?
It's pretty tricky. There's 3,000 level crossings in New Zealand. It's something like a level crossing for every 1.4 kilometres of track. In a perfect world, you know, all 3,000 crossings would have barrier arms. But in a perfect world, every road would have a medium barrier as well. So it is a matter of funding. There is quite a lot of work being done to upgrade crossings. And, gosh, at the moment there's, you know, I don't know, something like 68 crossings around the country in some form of upgrade. It's just we chip away at it and do the best we can with the resources that are available.
Well, can you give us some advice for those who might need it? What to do when you approach a level crossing? But you want us to blow left and blow right. You want me? Hang on, I'll try and do it. Oh, no, I went right first and then left.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, for the superstitious out there, then it's not a bad thing to do.
Megan, that's not a superstition. I challenge you to find that anywhere, that superstition.
If you're not superstitious, then just look both ways for trains and don't stop if there's one coming.
Okay,
or don't go if there's one coming, I should say.
I want to know the history of it. What's going to happen if we don't do that? Well, I know that could happen, but as a superstition, you know, where did that come from, blowing left and blowing right?
Oh, look, I mean, as I said, you're quite right. There is a little bit of creativity in there.
Aha, right. I'm just imagining the ad agency sitting around saying, oh, that's great. I would have actually said, no, it's not. But
every year we tell people, you know, look for trains, look for trains, look for trains. At some point you have to come up with something a little bit more interesting. So, we hope that we've done that this year.
Well, at least we're talking about it.
Yeah, well, exactly. It promotes a conversation, right?
All right, so you want to do it then? You want to blow left, blow right? So tell us how it's done.
Well, that's the thing, though. In the COVID world, in a pandemic, you can't do it too much. So, you know, you probably wouldn't be able to hear it if it were just a very gentle blow left and blow right.
Oh, right, because we've got our mask on. Okay, yeah, hang on, I'm going to put mine back on. Good one. All right. Well, I hope it's successful and thanks for joining us.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
It's Megan Drayton from Track Safe.